It may not be at the top of the list, but drinking alcoholic beverages is a well-established causal factor in breast cancer.
Alcohol is definitely a risk factor for breast cancer. 8% of the total global disease burden, which is how much loss and cost comes from disease, 8% of that is attributable to alcohol. And that's around the world. There was a study recently that found that 15% of breast cancer deaths among women in the United States were also attributable to alcohol. So it's not the only cause, but it is a causal factor, and it's one that can be modified and avoided.
That's Sarah Mart, a public health policy researcher who works for Alcohol Justice, the industry watchdog nonprofit based in San Rafael. She's the lead author of a new study that is bluntly critical of alcoholic beverage makers who promote their products in pink ribbon breast cancer awareness campaigns. That practice is sometimes branded pinkwashing, Mart says, to call out its inherent contradiction.
Putting out pink ribbon campaigns and pink ribbon awareness associated with products, while at the same time producing products that are actually related to breast cancer risk and that contribute to breast cancer risk.
With Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming around again in October, Mart examined pink-themed advertising across the alcoholic beverage industry and found multiple examples.
We found 17 examples of alcohol products associated with pink ribbon campaigns, all different types of alcohol, beer, wine, spirits, flavored malt beverages.
Some of them, she adds, even used breast cancer survivors in their campaigns.
Such as Sheryl Crow or Betsy Johnson, who is a fashion designer. Both of those women are breast cancer survivors themselves and were associated with marketing campaigns for different products.
At another level, Mart says her report also found that these advertisers often had a very loose connection to the cause they were associating themselves with.
Not all of them said which specific breast cancer charity they were going to donate money to. Not very many specified a certain amount of money that they had donated or would donate. So not very much accountability or transparency.
This, she says, underscored the true rationale underlying this sort of advertising.
This type of advertising or marketing, pinkwashing, is cause marketing, a subset of corporate social responsibility campaigns. And the end point is not just to raise awareness for some kind of good cause, but to sell their product, increase their brand value, and make more profits for their company. The problem with this is that by doing that, they're increasing levels of risk for the population that the pink ribbons are supposed to make a difference for.
Mart says she is hopeful the study, titled Red Flags on Pinkwashed Drinks, will encourage the industry to rethink their approach. But a more responsive pressure point may lie with the nonprofits that benefit from the pink ribbon campaigns.
We'd really like to encourage the breast cancer charities and the leaders of those charities to think about whether or not they want to do that in the future and whether they would create some type of policy really clearly delineating what kind of relationship they would or wouldn't have with the alcohol industry.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.